court. The law was waiting. Officers from multiple jurisdictions, including the FBI, intercepted him in the parking lot with guns drawn and put an end, after 30 robberies, to one of the most prolific bank heist streaks in history. Hathaway, 44 years old at the time, didn't hesitate or run. He put his hands in the air, lay down on the ground, and felt the world collapse upon him. He was scared of what was coming, but also relieved that a long nightmare was finally nearing an end. Hathaway grew up in Linwood, about 20 miles north of Seattle. He was a decent student and a pretty good kid. At 20, with just a high school diploma, he was hired by Boeing Company as a technical designer in the Galley Systems Group, doing mostly computer aid design work, and went to work at the factory in Everett, which is the largest building by volume on Earth. 10 years into the job, he was promoted to engineer. The only person in his group to reach that status without a college degree, he says, and he thrived. For 11 years, Hathaway flew around the world in business class, helping Boeing's client airlines customize galleys. He became the engineering lead for galleys on the 747-8 Intercontinental. And by the early 2000s, he was earning more than $100,000 a year, a good salary, supplemented by profits from a drive-through coffee kiosk he co-owned with his ex-wife and some partners. Hathaway isn't sure exactly when or how he ruptured a disc in his back, but he suspects it was during one of the roller hockey games he and some colleagues played after work in the Everett plant's vast parking lot. By 2005, the disc was so painful he sometimes couldn't get out of bed, so he had surgery. Afterward, his doctor prescribed OxyContin, which erased the pain in a way that nothing else could. It was a miracle drug, Hathaway says, so miraculous he got hooked. He had a second back surgery in 2008 and fell even deeper into an addiction he hid from almost everyone. It was really a couple years before I realized how bad it had gotten, when it got to the point where I needed more than my doctor was prescribing me, he recalls. I was peeling the coating off the OxyContin, crushing them and snorting them. I knew I was in trouble. Eventually, he started smoking the Oxy, too.